This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
K-O-O-82-8-W. Good morning, Dave, and happy... Brother Tom, good morning, sir. Happy Monday. Another sunny day. Brother, we'll take it. We'll take it. Love the string of weather here. Hope it continues. What's the good word? How's your weekend, shape, buddy?
It was fair. We went up to Adirondacks on Thursday. Friday was a beautiful day. Got my mama up for a water ski. Got a little boat ride in. Saturday, it was overcast and on and off showers, but we got Mama for her water ski and got another boat ride in, so it wasn't horrible. And then after that, the rest of the day, we ran into crapper, and then yesterday, we just had breakfast, got up, and came home. We were without power up there from, I don't know, almost 2 o'clock on Saturday till almost midnight, so that's okay. We don't really got a lot going on up there. They need power up in the refrigerator. There was some concern about going into the refrigerator to recover dinner without spoiling everything else that was in there.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, you know what? Or at least you got some fun in the deal, too, you know, and, oh, that's too bad. Friday did, Saturday, sounded like it was a pretty mixed bag up there. We got lucky here, and, it rained, early in the morning, and then the whole day was clear. It was overcast, you know, in the morning, but by noon, the sun was out. It turned out to be a beautiful day, and then we got rain late Saturday night, so we lucked out there, but, sorry here that, it was a bit more wet, and a power outage on top of it. Oh, boy. Yeah, then the decision to be made, you know, can you get in the fridge and get everything in and out of there before losing the cold? Wow, that's quite an outage, actually. I mean, was the weather rough out there?
Well, the weather wasn't rough where we were, but it looked like the more significant weather was to the south. And that's where the power comes from. It comes from the south and it works its all the way up north, up through 28. I'm sure there's another path that's down from the north, but I'm not really sure how that all works. So if the outage, if you looked on National Grid's map, was all the way down to Forestport. So something happened in Forestport or south of Forestport that took down whatever, and it just took them a while to get it going. And initially they said it would be back up by 5, and then at like 4:45 they said 10, and then at like 9:45 they said midnight, and then I went to bed. So it all worked out. So we were talking about it, and so everybody around us up there, 1, 2, 3 four properties right around us up there all have those whole generators that run off of propane. Now, we don't have propane underground like we have here in Rochester and I'm sure Buffalo. You have a tank, and the generator runs off the propane in the tank, and we don't have that big a tank, nor do we have a place for that big a tank. So we're considering a small portable gas generator for when we're up there and the power goes out. We can at least keep the fridge running and maybe a TV on if the weather's crappy.
Very good. Well, you know what? It wouldn't hurt because up there, you don't have a lot of avenues and there's not a lot of overlap there. So when there's an issue like that, it's tough. Very good on the no natural gas. You'd have to have propane. I mean, depending on what you want for your runtime, Tom, I mean, you don't necessarily need a huge tank, you know, it depends on how long you want to keep it rolling and that, but I get it, you know, but they're not.